As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Smells good, doesn't it? Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday. Catches on, doesn't it? November the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts, always news. I'd like to have some good news. Hard to find good news, but we got hard facts to make up for the lack of good news. And workable solutions, you know my solution, you know? Don't abolish this established two-party political system in a hurry. We're in deep trouble. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, of all things. Who would have thunk it? And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's BecomeVocalLocal.com, or you can take the shortcut and go in through VocalLocal.org. Either way, your choice. Or you can pick up the phone, call in throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512. You're part of that 512 conspiracy, 904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R. Yeah, it exists. Not much of a town, but it's a town. In Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. That better town over there. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com all carry the broadcast this morning. I thank you for doing so. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals choppy on the uptick this morning. Talk about that in the market report, along with crude oil rising and U.S. dollar index softening. Greece and Italy are vying, it seems, for the most bankrupt nation status. Yeah, that's right. We'll talk about that as well. Mexican truckers, they're just staying home. Well, it's in the news. We'll cover it. August Compton positivism. The full meal deal continues. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into Election Day, Tuesday, November the 8th. Be sure and get out to vote today. Vote against all the taxes and vote out all the incumbents, right? That's my ticket. Anyway, the active trading out of New York City has the 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, now that that's behind us. Found gold trading up or off $5.30 at $1,790.30, which is up from the opening yesterday. Silver this morning off 15 cents at $34.83, creeping back up on the $35 mark. Platinum up $3 at $1,659, and palladium up $10 at $670 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Fairly narrow spread in there, kind of choppy up and down at 1783.10 for a low, 1798.80 for a high. But at $1,790.30, your gold is up year to year $380.10. I hope you like that. 26.95% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London once again. Trying up their little flags, rang the bell, set the price at $1,794, and we've been above and below that all morning. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Election Day Tuesday, November the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Hope you got the day all mapped out. You're going to sit on your election polls. You're going to go down to your voting precinct and sit there all day and count those people that come in and come out, and then keep an eye on the numbers later on and make sure that your locals don't fudge the numbers for you. Vote against all the taxes and vote all the incumbents out and vote for the new guys that you've been working on for the last couple of years. Okay, that's what Election Day means to me. Anyway, got on the phone yesterday, made quite a few phone calls myself. Anyway, trying to get people to come out and vote. Oh, my. Anyway, back into the discussion. Election Day again, Tuesday, November the 8th. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time found gold trading off $5.30 an ounce at $1,790.30. So that's $130.40 below the recent big high of $1,923.70. So we still got a ways to go to get back up to that peg. Silver this morning off to 15 cents at $34.83. Platinum up $3 at $1,659. And palladium up $10 at $670 even. The London Gold Fix again. The boys in London set the price at $17.94. The SPDR Gold Shares picks up more gold into their electronic treasure chest overnight. This morning they claim to be holding 1,255.65 metric tons. As we move towards 11 on Friday, they claim to be having about $71.9 billion in their treasure chest, which is more than enough to do significant damage on Friday if they choose to do so. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 85 yesterday, closing out at 12,068. The NASDAQ up 9 at 2,695, and the S&P 500 closing up 8 at 1,261. Crude oil this morning, not really good news at all, up 70 cents. Amazing the kind of moves they can get in crude oil, isn't it? At $96.22 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning going the other way off 8 basis points at 76.89, which is a little bit of relief for the foreign exchange rates this morning. We find in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership trade-weighted basket of currencies, the Canadian loonie, off 20 basis points at 98 cents U.S., not able to get back to parity. Mexican peso goes the other way, comes up 39 basis points, and now grindingly, we can round it up from four points after the decimal to 8 cents. This morning, your multiplier is 13.3615 pesos per dollar. So if you're one of those Mexican truckers and you're trying to fill up with diesel in the U.S. to get back to the border, hey, call me. I might give you some money. See, anyway, taco burner. Euros this morning up 14 basis points at $1.38. The British pound up 12 basis points at $1.61. And the Swiss franc up 36 basis points at $1.11. So it'll still cost you about $140 for a cheese fondue in Switzerland. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasury is at 0.24%. The 10-year yield is at 2.04% and the 30-year at 3.09 this morning for the first time in days, kind of reversing a trend of a couple of weeks. The fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate, national average mortgage, moves down from 3.45% a month ago to 3.37%. Pretty strong move there in the 15-year. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage moves down likewise from 4.12% to 4.06%. The Dubai Gold Futures this morning, $1,783, up $23.40 for a 1.33% gain. Everything is green in the mining shares, and the gold-to-silver ratio stands at 51.40 ounces of silver. Buys you 1 ounce of gold at these bullion prices. Into the economic calendar we go tomorrow. The Mortgage Bankers Purchase Apps will be out. Ben Bernanke is going to speak in the morning. That's not good news. God, what's going to happen there? Please, Benny, keep it brief. Wholesale trade will be out as well. The EIEIO Petroleum Status Report will be out on Thursday. Of course, international trade and jobless claims. That ought to keep everybody in suspense. The import and the export prices will be out as well later in the afternoon. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index, the EIA Natural Gas Report, etc. on Friday. U.S. holiday, Veterans Day. Keep your eyes peeled on that one. Stock market is going to be open. Bond market, banks will be closed. Consumer sentiment will be out, and Janet Yellen will yell from San Francisco. So we'll see what she has to say for the Fed on the left coast. Anyway, here's the report. The NFIB, NFIB Small Business Optimism Index. Are you feeling optimistic? Well, they are. They had a consensus range from 88.0 to 90.2, and they got 90.2. This small business index is up from deep lows. Must be drinking champagne. Rising 1.3 points to a still depressed 90.2. So they're probably drinking lots of champagne in October. Improvement is centered in the six-month outlook. Things are going to hell in your handbasket today. Keep your heads up. Look forward. It might get better. But then again, it might not. But anyway, the improvement is centered in the six-month outlook as well as in current job openings, though the report notes that the labor market indications are basically flat and do not point to a reduction in the unemployment rate, regardless of what Barry the Usurper has to say today. The report describes capital expenditures as depressed and says firms have little interest in borrowing or investing in inventory. And that ain't looking too good. All right. There it is. You got it now. The ICSE Goldman store sales, demand for winter goods, spurred by cold weather and very high heating oil costs, no doubt, sent people scurrying out to the stores looking for an extra sweater, maybe. a big pair of wool socks, maybe some mittens and a scarf to wear as you sit on your couch wondering where the next meal's coming. Well, some people are going there. Anyway, the ICSC Goldman same-store sales tally rose 1% through the year-on-year rate, although the year-on-year rate edged slightly lower to a plus 2.7%. The report notes that retailers are offering heavy promotions in advance of what will likely be a very Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving and the traditional start to the holiday, Merchant Man's Holy Day shopping season. All right? But notice, the report notes that retailers are offering heavy promotions. That's called deep discounts. They got all this stuff they couldn't sell during the summer, and they're rolling it out now and filling the racks. The Redbook, same store year-on-year sales rate slowed substantially. Same store year-on-year sales. So they track certain stores, and things are not looking too good. It slowed substantially, more than 2 percentage points to a plus 3.1% in November, about the fifth week, but the report otherwise shows strength in retail sales. The report says last-minute Halloween sales were strong in the week. As we talked to our caller the other day, you know, you go out at the last minute after you're absolutely sure all the little children are back home in their houses, and then you make big purchases in candy so that you could get it at a discount. Anyhow, the report says last-minute Halloween sales were strong in the week, as were sales of cold-weather apparel and basic consumables. So people aren't splurging, and they're bundling up.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thank you, Carlos. You can put the guitar down now. Thank you very much. The Bank of America, this off the Bloomberg, $410 million overdraft fee accord has been approved. What's this one about? Susanna Nesmith, Lawrence Vile Davidson, and Jeff Feely. Wow, what a bunch. Anyway, collaboratively writing this one, I wonder who brought the coffee and who brought the latte and who brought the biscotti. Bank of America Corporation, Banco di Italy. Talk about the black nobility of Europe, Mensa Sforzas, and, well, anyway, Medici's, the largest debt card issuer, won court approval of a $410 million settlement with customers who accused the bank of charging excessive overdraft fees for electronic transactions. God, when are we going to quit using these things? Anyway, if you go in and sleep with the beast, should you be surprised if he tries to kill you overnight? Come on. U.S. District Judge James Lawrence King in Miami yesterday approved the accord between the bank and about 1 million account holders who may receive as much as 45 cents on the dollar on their claims. So I guess it's going to be pretty good for Bank of America because they're going to walk away with 65 cents on the dollar. Well, anyway, 35, well, 55. that still amounts to a fraction of the overdraft fees that they paid, the lawyers added. And this is a marvelous result for the members of the class. The class action suit, of course, you know, members of the class. King said at a hearing, the accord was the first announced and approved a number of settlements of claims that banks such as the Charlotte, North Carolina-based Banco America, Banco Italia, processed account transactions in a way to make it more likely to incur overdraft fees. You can't, you know, you're not going to win against the house, folks. Yeah. They can sit there and they'll chew, pick and choose over all the checks you got outstanding, you know. You got three of them for $1.19, one of them for $1.12, and one of them for $75. Well, let's slip that $75 charge right up into the front to throw you over into the overdraft zone and then charge you $20 for it. And I think that seems to be part of the complaint here. Union Bank, based in San Francisco, agreed last week to pay $35 million to settle the same claims with its customers. We're pleased to have reached a fair resolution in this matter, said Ann Pace, a spokeswoman for Bank of America. A fair resolution? Yeah. They walk away with the gold, you get stuck with the shaft. At issue in the case was the automatic charging of overdraft fees for debit card transactions to about 13.2 million customers. Consumers alleged Bank of America and other banks, including J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and Company, adopted policies designed to force customers to pay illegal overdraft fees. We're talking about illegal. We're talking about fraud. And what do? They pay a little bit of money. They pay money, honey. They don't wear the jumpsuit. They don't do the perp walk. No, they just pay a little money. All right? It's all created out of nothing anyway, right? Oh, well. The Federal Reserve last year established rules barring lenders from automatically charging fees when consumers have insufficient funds for electronic or debit transactions. You got to have some little clown nose that shows up on one of those ATM machines and it just comes out with a boxing glove and punches you in the nose. Hey, stupid, step back. You're broke. Bank of America didn't admit any. Well, the power was still on, the light was on, and it accepted my card. Bank of America didn't admit any liability in the settlement. The bank has changed. Yeah. No liability. No accountability. You can't get accountability. We know where they're responsible. They issued the card, right? It was their machine. You were foolish enough to use it, but they don't have any liability. They won't be held accountable. The bank has changed its transaction processing policies. It's like a little HTML writing, right? Since the cases were filed in 2009, here it is, 2011, coming into 2012. These cases were filed in 2009. The people got 45 cents on the dollar, and it took them 3 years to get it. Wow. Along with the settlement, King approved $123 million in legal fees for the customers' lawyers. Who wins now? Let's see. First of all, they created the American Bankers Association. Then they created the American Bar Association. You think they got you over the barrel? Yep. Anyway, $123 million in legal fees went to the lawyers. That amounts to 30% of the accord. All right? People got 45 cents on the dollar, but the lawyers got 30 cents on the dollar, which drew objections from some Bank of America customers. Because of the large amount involved, we should not blindly apply the 30% rule for legal fees generated by a settlement, Elliot Kula, a lawyer for six objectors, told the judge. Bank of America, King said Bank of America customers may not have ever seen a penny of recovered overdraft fees without the massive effort of their lawyers. Of course, it was the lawyers that helped the bankers to draft their contracts in the first place. Continuing, it says, quote, I find it fair and reasonable that customers' lawyers would request a fee amounting to 30% of the recovery, the judge said, nod, nod, wink, wink, as they all went out for cocktails and golf later. Right? Everybody's greasing his palms as he slips the cash under his robe. And let's continue. Mexican truckers. Well, we've been hearing about it all this time, you know. The North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the NAFTA, the FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas. Well, Mexican trucks stay home after a push to open the U.S. border. It goes through all of this grinding agony and all of the ink and all of the talk radio broadcasts, all right? And we get to this article. Jeff plunges us all into deeper news and depression. It took 17 years and $2.4 billion in trade tariffs to get the U.S. Transportation Department to let a Mexican long-haul truck cross the border last month. Of course, they whizzed by here on the little highway that goes through Exeter on a regular basis, you know. La Raza! Scrawled in paint on the side of the truck. It's unlikely that many more will line up, the head of Mexico's biggest trucking organization said. 17 years, $2.4 billion, supposedly the first Mexican long-haul truck crosses the border last month. You believe that, claptrap? The governments of Mexico and the U.S. say the 18-month pilot program resolves the issue of how to implement the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, while keeping unsafe and polluting trucks off the road. Yet enough. Skip it, Will. Keep going. Okay, I will. I promise. Be nice. It's Tuesday. Yet enough business barriers remain that trucking companies will probably stick to the solutions they've developed in the interim. Big trucking company not far from here up in Neosho. Yeah, they got the Canadian flag, they got the Mexican flag, and they got the American flag, if you want to call it that. Anyway, they got the bars and the stars. And they're all at the same elevation. It should never be like that, not in this country. Old Glory should be the highest there by at least one or two flag widths. What do they call that? I'll have to remember. I don't remember all my flag etiquette this morning. Yet enough business barriers remain. The trucking companies will probably stick to the solutions they've developed in the interim, executives in both countries said. Most Mexican trucking companies won't make long-term investments in technology to meet tougher U.S. pollution controls because they're not sure the licenses to enter the U.S. will last longer than the program. Full faith and confidence in America? Not even Mexico believes us, okay? A similar pilot project ran from 2007 to 2009 before it was canceled.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And it could be worse, but I don't know how much it could be. But anyway, most Mexican trucking companies won't make long-term investments in technology again to meet the tougher U.S. pollution controls, again, because they're not sure that licenses to enter the U.S. will last longer than the program. We've had it up to here with experiments, quote, Munoz, whose Mexico City-based group's members operate 400,000 trucks, and said in a telephone interview, first, some of those 400,000 trucks might be like 1945 Chevys, but we won't hold them on that. Quote, it's very uncertain, and that's why there are few companies interested in participating. Mexico is the second largest market for U.S. exports. What on earth do we export to Mexico? 70% of the $400 billion in annual trade between the countries travels by trucks. That's the illegal aliens, right? The other 30% walk. Yeah. But it's the remittances that we talked about before, which is the real money, all right? If we got $400 billion in annual trade between the two countries, $395 billion of that is U.S. dollars heading south and being converted into pesos. One truck, 27 companies and 101 trucks hauled cargo into the U.S. under the previous trial when Congress cut off funding in 2009. Canacar sued to enforce NAFTA, leading Mexico to slap the U.S. with retaliatory tariffs. Wow. And the U.S. tariff barrier? Completely down. Transports Olympic has 54 trucks and 61 drivers. According to Guillermo Perez, a spokesman, only one truck has permission to travel in the U.S., but they promised to get the lights working in the other 53. Anyhow, nevertheless, let's move forward. Gold may advance as concern about European crisis stokes investor demand. Interesting. Gold may advance as concern about European crisis stokes investor demand. Well, this is the article, and if anybody knows, Nicholas Larkin does. He writes for Bloomberg regularly. Gold may gain for a second day in New York as concerns about Europe's debt crisis spur demand for the metal as a protection of wealth. Up again, down again, up again, down again, Papandreou, Berlusconi, and Draghi. Now, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi faces a budget vote amid pressures to quit. So I guess we just go into Libya and topple their regime, go down there and stir up Egypt and drop out Hosni Mubarak and stir up trouble in Tunisia. But over in Greece and over in Italy and in Ireland and Spain and Portugal, we'll have to do it with money because we won't be able to do it with bombs, right? Anyway, gold yesterday reached the highest level in more than 6 weeks, and holdings in exchange-traded products backed by bullion rose by the most since August. And that's true. SBDR gold shares up this morning, holding 1,255.65 metric tons of gold in their electronic treasure chest. Italy is set to dominate the headlines this week. Oh, God. Fortunately, tomorrow we're going to have one of the sheriffs from the West Coast in. We'll be talking about Agenda 21 and stuff in the United States Forest Service, so we'll skip the financial news for tomorrow. Give me a break, and you too. Anyway, Thursday and Friday, I'm sure we'll have to talk about Italy. Italy is set to dominate the headlines. It's interesting. You know, Reuters knows in advance what they're going to say, and so does Bloomberg. So they've already got the stuff ready to set it in type and put it out to their listeners. With gold likely holding up amid ongoing certainty, so maybe we could see gold going through Friday and getting close to or perhaps over and above the $1,800 peg for a while. Andrei Krychenikov, an analyst at VTB Capital in London. He must have a summer cabin in Moscow. An analyst at VTB Capital in London wrote today in a report, quote, "We doubt the euro's credibility could be restored overnight, but even given an immediate improvement to risk, it is doubtful bullion would take heavy sustained losses." So his English is getting better all the time. His ability to craft these kinds of sentences is improving, and I'm sure everyone can play and everyone can win, and that's why Bloomberg covered Andre's sentence. Bullion is in its 11th year of a bull market, and futures reached a record of $1,923.70 an ounce on September the 6th as investors sought to diversify away from equities and some currencies. The metal is up 26% this year. I'd say it's up 27% this year. But let's go forward. Not everything is shining in the gold market. Australia's trade surplus narrows more than forecast on a decline in exports. What's this one about? Michael Heath writing it. They gave him the opportunity to wield the pen by himself. He didn't have to be collaborating with anyone. Australia's trade surplus narrowed more than economists predicted in September as gold shipments abroad dropped faster than a slowdown in fuel imports, he said in basic English. Trying out for an airtime slot on the Radio Free America broadcast, I could talk to the people in Asia and the people in Africa if I could speak slowly enough. Exports exceeded imports by 2.56 billion Australian from a revised 2.95 billion Australian surplus in August. The Bureau of Statistics said in a report in Sydney today, what's going on with this gold? You're not exporting enough gold? Why? I thought the demand was unprecedented. Well, apparently not. Australian trade balance may weaken further as prices decline for iron ore, the nation's most valuable overseas shipment, and global growth slows in response to Europe's sovereign debt crisis. Today's report indicates exported volume that were almost flat last quarter may have been a drag on domestic product during the period, economists said. I got a lot of natural resources in Australia. We got a lot of stuff from there. Exports dropped 3% to $27.3 billion, led by a 24% fall in non-monetary gold. Non-monetary gold. And a 7% decline in other mineral fuels that included natural gas, today's report shows. The problem is, going forward, we know prices are going to drop a fair way. I wonder how far that drop a fair way is going to be, and I wonder if gold is going to be in that fair way drop. Anyway, Ong said, that's be Su Lin Ong. He's the head of the Australian Economic and Fixed Income Strategy at RBC Capital Markets in Sydney. Su Lin Ong. Where the hell's Su Lin from anyway? Anyway, it's a hyphenated name, Su Lin Ong. The Reserve Bank of Australia lowered its interest rates last week for the first time in 31 months, said in November the 4th that some decline in commodity prices appears to be underway. What are we doing? Transitioning into deflation now? Well, maybe. Drought damaged U.S. corn crop, pressuring the global food supply. It's the commodities report here by Jeff Wilson, Whitney McFerrin. Let me go up on the Bloomberg website. It's pretty revealing. Follow all these writers and all the stories. That's what they are, two stories mostly. Anyway, Jeff Wilson and Whitney McFerrin collaboratively writing this one. The U.S. is reaping its smallest corn harvest in 3 years. I'll tell you, locally grown corn over the summer and the fall there, some of the skinniest, driest little ears of corn you ever seen. The U.S. is reaping its smallest corn harvest in 3 years after a drought damaged what was a record crop as recently as July. You should have seen it, folks. All these cornfields around here just chuck-a-luck full of corn, just burnt to a crisp. Little teeny draggy little ears of corn hanging there, looking so forlorn. Anyway, they needed a drink in the worst way, but they didn't get it. They got cut in the dry. The government will forecast production of 314.7 million metric tons tomorrow, 27.4 million tons less than 4 months ago. The average estimate of 30 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg showed. You take those 27.4 million tons, you could just say, well, that was the water content of those ears of corn that didn't make it to market. The cut is equal to the output in Argentina, the second biggest exporter. So we lost in water content as much as Argentina, the second biggest producer, puts out. U.S. Department of Agriculture already expected a third annual drop in global corn stockpiles and first in soybean inventories in 3 years. Of course, that was offset by an expansion in wheat reserves to the largest in a decade, which were reported. So you just have to make up your mind. Are you going to feed your hogs and your chickens wheat or corn? It's all food, feed, and beverages anyway, right? The Italian government bonds advance. I don't know why people buy bonds. I can't figure the math on this one. Everybody is so excited. Our caller called in and tried to teach me, but I just couldn't quite grasp how anybody could be interested in bonds when they yield in 2 years 0.24%.
TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. 15 speak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And again, I just, I'm completely without a clue. I guess I'm just too new at all of this stuff to really be, I don't have 50 years in the stock market, never been a broker. So who am I to say, right? Well, I'm saying plenty of years reading this garbage. But anyway, why do people invest in bonds? Italian bonds rose, pushing yields down from Euro era records. It's like, attention shoppers. In a blue light special on aisle 9, we're selling debt. Hey, could I interest you in some more debt, brother? Yeah, want to buy some debt? It seems like insanity to me. German government debt declined for the first time in 3 days. Damn. That's shocking. Shocking. I tell you, it's absolutely shocking. Government debt declined for the first time in 3 days as stocks rose. And after data showed exports unexpectedly gained, didn't see it coming, for a second month in September, European Union finance ministers yesterday ordered Greece to provide written acceptance of bailout terms to win an $8 billion loan. More debt. Wow. Installment this month, and called on Italy to enact measures to slash its debt deficit. Unbelievable. We live in a world gone mad. There could be a significant amount of risk-on sentiment if Berlusconi were to go. Certainly ease the conscience of the people around him. Peter Chadwell, a fixed income strategist at Credit Agricole S.A. You know, I skipped that one big section in the history of banking. I wanted to go through a segment of the more modern banks up to 1930. We see all these names. All these banks have been around for over 100 years, you know? Anyway, we could see a good bout of selling of German buns. Hot cross buns and sticky buns and all kinds of buns, no doubt. Italy's 10-year bonds yield fell 3 basis points or 0.03 percentage points. I'm telling you, you know, you lay 100 pennies out on the table. I give you 3 more pennies. Do you feel like you're improved? Do you feel like you're enriched? 3 pennies. Well, anyway, they're excited about that sort of stuff to 6.63%. I ought to jump over here. Let's just jump over here. Let's get a little bit of logic going. I can't stand this insanity. Let's just pick up this one quickly off of Kitco. Scroll down here. Here we go. The top 5 performing gold equities. International Tower Hill Mines Limited overnight increased 8.75%. Golden Star Resources Limited overnight increased 8.22%. Silver Standard Resources Incorporated overnight increased 7.88%. Coeur d'Alene Mines increased overnight 7.63%. Golden Star Resources increased overnight 7.59%. All right? And we got this article sitting here about Italy's 10-year bond yield, wait, 10 years, fell 3 basis points or 0.03 percentage points to 6.63%. 10 years. And more than that overnight in mining stocks. Anyway, the Italian 2-year note yield slid 2 basis points to 6.08%. And then it goes on and talks about everything else as if anybody really cares. I don't. I just wanted to share that with you. Insanity? Well, if it's not over there, it's over here. Treasuries, that's us now. Treasury's 5-year note yields at almost a 6-week low before a vote in Italy. What goes around comes around. 25-year note yields, 25 years. No, I'm sorry, 5-year note yields. Treasury 5-year note yields were at almost the lowest level since September. Does anybody have confidence in this economic system? Where the hell is it going to be in 5 years? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't have crystal balls, and as I've said, I lost the pointer to my Ouija board. So 5 years out? I ain't looking 5 years out, maybe. 5 weeks, maybe? 5 months? The outside? All eyes are on Europe, said David Schnauz, a fixed income strategist in London, the Commerzbank AG. In other words, old banks. Germany's second biggest lender. Technically, Illuminati. Black nobility, bunch of Venetians, merchants of Venice, money changers. We're focusing on Italy and the debt market. There is very much the safe haven driver, if that makes any sense. The ebbs and flows there call the shots, even for the treasury market. Safe haven driver. Could be safer. Buy gold, buy silver, buy platinum, palladium, and rhodium. Dig a hole in the garden, plant it there, and from time to time do a little bit of midnight gardening. That's safe haven. Yields on a 5-year note were little changed. Benchmark 10-year notes, yields were little changed. The extra yield investors demand to hold Italy's 10-year bonds instead of similar maturity treasuries climbed to 4.59 percentage points. 10-year bonds. Wow. Buying catalyst? All of a sudden, this article has changed. We were starting out talking about the America, you know. The Federal Reserve will buy as much as $5 billion of debt today from November 2019 to August 2021. You have people walking around, you know, they're on their knees to Buddha and whatever, and they're worried about the Nibiru and Elenin and all this other stuff. And not the people that got the money. They're looking out to 2019, 2021, and further. Apparently, the world's not going to end anytime soon. Armageddon's not coming. Jeebus ain't coming and setting his foot down on the Mountain of Olives before Israelis attack Iran. You can count on that. Fisher's view? Dallas Fed President Richard Fisher said he would oppose any additional easing after backing the Fed's November the 2nd pledge. Reuters University of Michigan Preliminary Index. All the top names here. These auctions should see decent demand, said Commerzbank Schnauz. Jaime's in the story, too, but I'll pass on what he had to say. Let's go to the next one. UN report may show that Iran is closer to a nuclear bomb. Of course, again, another report might show that it's not, but this report says that it is, and Bloomberg said it. The UN reported it, so, hey, we ought to believe it. Jonathan Tyrone and John Walcott. Boy, they're still sharpening their sabers against Iran. A United Nations report may show that Iran is trying to move closer to developing a nuclear weapon. Well, how much closer are they going to get? After the Persian Gulf country used information from a Russian scientist to explore how to raise the yield of atomic warheads, said three officials with knowledge of the documents. So they're studying, they're doing science, they're looking, they're doing research. And this is supposed to bring them shame? That's what people do. You know, that's what scientists do. They sit around in the laboratories and go, They punch it into their HP programmable calculator and they go, And then they write their findings on paper. All right? Publication of the report will bring to light elements of the dispute between intelligence agencies in the U.S. That's an oxymoronic statement, isn't it? And those in the U.K. Well, we've had intelligence disputes between the U.S. and the U.K. for what? 50 years? France and Israel. There's Israel. Here we go. Let's say that one again. Publications on the report will bring to light elements of the dispute between intelligence agencies in the U.S. and those in the United Kingdom, France, and Israel over Iran's actions and intentions towards developing nuclear weapons, like, you know, yellow cake from Niger. All right, Israel in the article here. And there's a dispute between their intelligence agencies. You know, the Mossad's going, get him, 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 get him. Yeah. But they're not going to get him. It's going to be up to the U.S., the U.K., and France, right? That's the way the Israelis work. Anyway, the Russian scientists got 400, 200 nuclear weapons of their own. They're worried about the Iranians over there sitting down buying scientific reports from Russia. The Russian scientists showed the Iranian counterpart techniques that could be used to make smaller nuclear weapons capable of bigger explosions, according to the officials. I mean, I tell you, the whole world has gone completely mad. People are sitting around dreaming up ways of creating havoc and mayhem and exploding nuclear bombs. What a waste of mental, physical energy and the natural resources. What a waste of time. We have become the people, the planet of the stupider. Call it planet stupider. The International Atomic Energy Agency is scheduled to publish this week its quarterly report on Iran's nuclear work, in which inspectors are expected to conclude for the first time that Iran is working towards nuclear weapons. Why don't they ask the Iranians? The IAEA was increasingly concerned about the possible existence of weapons work in its last report issued in September. So, keep it on your calendar, folks. War with Iran looms.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 8th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, Election Day in America. Be sure and get out to vote today, folks. Volunteer to do a little bit of poll watching, maybe relieve some of the people that are sitting out in the rain here in Missouri. Counting the number of faces that go in and out of these polls so that we can keep track of whether or not we're getting honest election reports, at least for the tally, total vote tally, after the effect. And we could also do some exit polling if you have the mind and have the staff to do it. Nevertheless, we're back November the 8th, 2011, second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. The first hour, a variety of news off of the Bloomberg website and elsewhere. And go back to that right now. Now, this article is probably really close to Michael Bloomberg's heart. And I went up on the Wikipedia website, Michael Bloomberg Wikipedia website page, over the break, and I wasn't able to find what I was looking for. This article for Michael Bloomberg has been expanded. It is now huge. But I remember a year ago or thereabouts going to the Wikipedia website, and there was a one-liner added there where... Apparently, Michael Bloomberg had gotten one of his ladies that worked for him and pregnant, and she came to present that news to him, and he replied to her, number 16, kill it. Quite a guy. You know, he's a real nice fellow, you know. Wouldn't you want to have a date with him? Anyway, number 16, kill it. Well, here's the article, editorial right off Bloomberg by the editors. Newsy news. Personhood laws do nothing to resolve debate on abortion, Bloomberg View. So maybe you want to jump up on the Bloomberg View today and post a few comments. Maybe somebody can go into Wiki and get the lowdown on number 16, kill it, and drop that into the comments on this particular article. But Mississippi residents will vote today, this is yesterday now, on an amendment to the state's constitution that would define as a person every human being from the moment of fertilization, cloning, or the functional equivalent thereof. Wow. Whatever happened to the laws of nature? Nature is God, all men created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, now we're down to fertilization, cloning, or the functional equivalent thereof. My God. According to the polls, Amendment 26 enjoyed broad support. I don't know whether that passed or not. Although a half dozen states are considering their own personhood amendments. We hope that even the most ardent pro-life activists will pause before following Mississippi down this legal dead end. And it continues. Amendment 26 is unlikely to produce changes in abortion law, even in Mississippi, which has only one clinic that performs the procedure. Until the U.S. Supreme Court says otherwise, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, including Mississippi. Roe may be famously dubious as law, having located a right to abortion in a privacy right. But the decision has proved durable precisely because it reflects the muddled middle of the road abortion debate. A broad swath of Americans who are caught between the opposing and irreconcilable viewpoints of the extremes. According to Gallup, half the Americans believe abortion should be legal under certain circumstances, while far fewer believe it should be either completely legal or completely illegal. And I have to say, back in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush were running for re-election, I too was running for election for the Washington State House of Representatives on the Republican ticket. And I was interviewed by the League of Women's Voters and in public on several different meetings. And they kept bringing up this abortion issue. Here I am, a newly married man, and they want my opinion on abortion. Of course, we were trying to get pregnant, right? Anyway, according to Gallup, half Americans believe abortion should be legal under certain circumstances, while far fewer believe it should be either completely legal or completely illegal. So it's been a political football, 50-50 split, since the 80s, and we're still talking about it.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so just closing out on this discussion for the news this morning, again, it is Tuesday, November the 8th, Election Day, and I do hope you'll participate in the process. Government is a participatory sport, you know. Anyway, nevertheless, abortion is high on the list of things today. The Bank of New York Mellon is to offer clients alternative foreign exchange pricing. I'll spare you all the details on this lengthy article by Christopher Conan and Charles Stein and just let you know that basically there's margins on all of this sort of stuff, and the advantage that Bank of New York Mellon and others, when they're working with these big funds and fund managers and stuff like that, is that they can buy and sell foreign exchange, and they price it over a day's period. So you have, let's say, something that's, you know, is flexible and is constantly moving and fluid as the foreign exchange rates, and because they're in there with their computers, they sell it to their clients at the highest price bid during the day, and they buy it at the lowest price, so they're making a margin all the time. The same thing goes with the bonds. Why are bonds so profitable? Well, it's the same thing as doing a class action suit on debit card fees. The brokers make money every time you touch them. They make money on the buy, and they make money on the sell. And so the more often during the day your various fund managers and brokers can get together and buy and sell and buy and sell, that's what guarantees those Mercedes-Benz keep coming to your broker as gifts, as they rake you over the coals electronically. Anyway, that's enough of that article. Ohio vote on Kasich's union law may set the tone for 2012 national elections. I don't know how he pronounces his name, Kasich or Kasich or Kazar or whatever. But Mark Niquette and Holly Rosenkrantz. Wow, Mark Niquette and Holly Rosenkrantz. This sounds like a child story. Anyway, after efforts across the U.S. this year to rein in government worker unions, Ohioans today will decide whether Governor John Kasich, or Kasich, Kazar, whatever, and Republican lawmakers went too far. Voters will consider a referendum on a law that the Kazar signed in March that was billed as a way to cut costs by limiting collective bargaining. Polls show the law may be headed for repeal, which would give the Democrats a victory in a debate with Republicans over government scope heading into the 2012 presidential race. The outcome is going to have a lot to do with where this country goes politically, said Harold Scheitberger, president of the International Association of Firefighters. And tomorrow we're going to have a county sheriff on with us, Glenn Palmer from Oregon, Grant County, I believe it is. Talk about Agenda 21 and the Klamath River Valley. But here we got this guy, Harold Scheitberger, the president of the International Association of Firefighters. Everybody thinks the unions are working for you. You're kidding. In every way you can measure it, this is really a national election. If the law is struck down by a large margin, it'll boost Democrats and unions after defeats in 2010 that brought Kasich and other Republicans to power, said Paul Beck, a political science professor at The Ohio State University in Columbus. Momentum clearly was in a Republican direction through the 2010 elections into 2011, Beck said in a telephone interview. You can almost think of this as an interception and touchdown off the interception by the other side that could simply turn the game around. Maybe you should study other things than football performance. Anyway, Occupy Columbus, you knew it was going there. I knew it was going there when I opened it this morning. The Ohio vote reflects the spirit of the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. Don't get me started. In which protesters excoriate the top 1% of the U.S. wage earners. Labor professor at the University of California, Berkeley, Harley Shaken, S-H-A-I-K-E-N. You tell me where Harley has dual citizenship with. In Ohio, unions are seen on the side of the people who are suffering and are identified with by the 99%, Shaken said in a telephone interview. The measure, which has been on hold pending the referendum, would restrict bargaining by almost 360,000 teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other government employees to wages, hours, working conditions, and bar strikes. It requires workers to cover at least 15% of their health care insurance premiums and contribute 10% of their pay to a pension fund. Boy, those are some harsh penalties, aren't they? That referendum is just really cutting to the core, isn't it? 360,000 teachers, firefighters, police officers, and other government employees to wages, hours, working conditions, and striking. A similar measure, pushed by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, also a Republican, triggered weeks of protest at the Capitol in Madison and spurred recalls. You see, the problem, my friends, is that the 99%, well, they're not really the 99%, but they claim to be the 99%. They represent something, but they don't represent 99%. But the 99%, the Occupy Wall Street people here in the demonstrations, who said about 5, maybe 7 out of every 10 people derive all or most of their income directly from tax revenue. And because we had never any intention of being a democracy but have certainly become a socialist or communist state, now the greatest good of the greatest number are these wolves, apparently, that outnumber the sheep. Or maybe now we've gotten to a point where the sheep have begun to eat the wolves. I don't know. Doesn't look particularly good here. But efforts to control spending will continue even after today's election, no matter the outcome, Kasich said at a November the 4th rally in support of the law in Mansfield. This is one battle in what's going to be a number of battles that we have to wage, Kasich said during the rally. The problem isn't going to go away for local communities. They have got to figure out a way to control their costs. And here in Berry County, Missouri, we have two different opportunities today to vote down tax increases to finance fire departments, enhance 911, the prosecuting attorney's office, the jails, the sheriffs, the deputies, more cars, more police, more tasers, more batons for the gov. Anyway, that's that article. Let's go into something a little bit more intellectual or intelligent or however you want to look at it. Very interesting stuff from August Comte in this book I shared with you yesterday, The Essential Writings of August Comte and Positivism, with a new introduction and postscript by the editor Gertrude Lenzer. This book is available. This isn't one of the old musty dusties that's out there, although she does really reach into the early writings and some of the best writings of August Comte and bring it forward. The second printing in 2004 is the edition that I have. The first one was put out in 1975. And, of course, August Comte lived from 1798 to 1857. Want to talk about the techno-totalitarian area we live in? We will right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
You know, the founding fathers were the 1% in their day. You know, this is the rise of the proletariat against the bourgeoisie. You know, the proletariat have been clueless for a long, long time, unfortunately. They don't know where the jobs come from, but they want one. I don't want a job. I'd rather be an entrepreneur. I'd be rather be an enterpriser. I hope you would be, too. But, you know, and when the lady came up after the convention and she asked Dr. Franklin, she said, Dr. Franklin, what form of government have you wrought? He says, a republic, baby, if you can keep it. That was the 99% asking the 1%. You know, it's a shame. We revere the 99% in this post-Marxist time period, and we condemn the 1%. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I don't care whether you're doing a climbing party, whether you're working on a construction crew, whether you're sitting in a boardroom. About one or two out of every 10 to 100 will be leaders. And so if we're going to be of any value at all to the generations coming after us, we need to be those leaders. We need to be that replacement set. We need to step up to the plate, grab hold of the tiller, and change the direction of the ship of state. And that won't be done by the 99%, but it will be done by the 1%. I'll give it to you that there's a lot of bankers that need to do a dangle job on a rope, but everywhere, it's the same, always. There's always a very tiny percentage of people who will actually go in and do the homework and do the heavy lifting, and then they carry the rest of the 99% with them wherever they go. In such passages, carrying on from where we left off yesterday, if you're listening to the archives, you can pick it up there. In such passages, we saw how in Comte, this is C-O-M-T-E, August Isidore Marie François Xavier Comte, C-O-M-T-E, I just say it phonetically so that you can understand it. It's pronounced like you're swallowing your tongue. In such passages, we see how in Comte's theories, these material and political forces, separately or jointly, are accorded primacy. In this scenario of social engineering, originally written back in 1975, kudos, Gertrude. In this scenario of social engineering, the intellect and the feelings are of strictly subordinated account. So we can ask the question, you hear it a lot, how do you feel this morning? That's your emotions, your feelings, and what do you think? Those are the two that you always get. Appeal to the emotions, then, secondly, to the intellect. It's a material, it is material force which brings forth the, quote, existing system of control. I'll say it again. It is material force which brings forth the, quote, existing system of control. A system, and when we talk about positivism or system, we need to understand that they're not quite the same. When they talk about the program of action, it's not like a program or something, you know. Not like going to the theater and they hand you a program, but in a way it is. It definitely shows you what the actors and the stakeholders are going to do in the various acts and of the drama. But think of it with the useless tales. You know, Noah Webster cropped those off when he wrote his dictionary to chronicle for once and forever what language was like when our founders created this country and drafted our organic documents so that we wouldn't have to scratch our head and go to the Supreme Court and ask them, well, what did they mean when they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? But anyway, shall not be abridged was not something that should be difficult to figure out. Even a schoolboy could do it. But it is now today a subject of controversy at the Supreme Court. It is a material force which brings forth the existing system of control. So we could say system, S-Y-S-T-E-M-M-E. Or if we're talking about the program of action, Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century, it's two M's and an E, and it tells you who wrote it. It was from England, probably Tavistock influenced. Again, a system in which the intellect and the heart, because of their relative feebleness. Why do we make appeals to the intellect and the heart? It's because of their relative feebleness, can do no more then exert modifying powers. Indeed, Comte's anti-metaphysical fervor, when it is applied to considerations of social progress and order, culminates in a Hobbesian view of the world. And everyone knows who Thomas Hobbes is and the important work that he wrote. It ought to be on your library shelf. Leviathan. It is worth emphasizing that Comte's persistent campaign against metaphysics, now remember, the law of three stages, that as a youth, mankind, were theological in nature. They had their priests and their kings, and they believed in all kinds of these miraculous things, you know, poof, poof, you know, the earth is the center of the universe and all that sort of stuff. And then when they transition as they grow up, and they become an adult, and they come into their manhood, and they become metaphysicians. And then as they get a little bit of gray around the temples and start to reflect on things greater, they become positive. And those are the three stages of Auguste Comte's system. The theological, the metaphysical, and the positive. And so when Gertrude says it's worth emphasizing that Comte's persistent campaign against metaphysics, it's a statement that he is anticipating and visioning the transition from the metaphysical stage of human development to his mentor, St. Simon's, idea of the positive stage, and his positive stage of human development is the emphasis of this discussion, and we find ourselves today living in this positivist, techno-totalitarian state of affairs. As exemplified in the principles of individual liberty, freedom of thought, or sovereignty of the people. This is his target here. Remember, it was the metaphysicians, the age of reason, the age of enlightenment. These were the metaphysicians of their day. And these are they that talked about things like individual liberty, or the freedom of speech or thought, or the sovereignty of the people, which, in Comte's judgment, threatened social stability and promoted universal anarchy. Are we laying out the tenor here of what it is we're going to study and find out when we get involved with sociology, sociologists, and sociology as the queen of sciences, as Auguste Comte envisioned, trumping even philosophy? As a necessary consequence of this socio-political and anti-metaphysical position, there followed Comte's opposition to any kind of reasoning that entailed religious, ontological, or essential assumptions. Comte's system was designed from its inception to terminate the social anarchy both of his own time and of the future. And you can imagine in a post-French Revolution time period, 1848, 1850s, when he was writing, when you've seen the blood running as deep as a horse's bridle in the streets, when you've seen the sorts of upheavals that the United States is just now moving into, again, after the War for Independence, or the War of Northern Aggression, which was contemporary with these writers and thinkers. But again, as a necessary consequence of the socio-political and metaphysical position, Comte's opposition to any kind of reasoning entailed religious, ontological, or essentialist assumptions. Comte's system was designed from its inception to terminate the social anarchy, both of his own time and of the future. And so you can think of this as the rise of a police state. And of course, we call this the home of philosophical radicalism as a way of remembering and recalling to our minds Jeremy Bentham. And we can understand that we today live in Bentham's panopticon.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing from the introduction to the transaction edition of August Comte and Positivism by Gertrude Lenzer, where she continues and writes this, Comte advocated Now let's jump up. It prepared the way for this pacification first by making certain ideas positive, that is, scientific. So when we talk about scientific socialism, we talk about science and scientism, you can look to August Comte for a lot of it, and thereby domesticating human thought into subordination to those forces which were meant to determine the larger structures of a modern industrial society. This is at the very beginning of industrial age. Remember, it was his mentor, Henry St. Simon, that coined the term industrial. As a further step, in addition to assuring the adoption of positivist reality-affirming ideas, Comte advocated in his Religion of Humanity, yeah, he wrote one, I've got it right here, The Catechism of the Positive Religion, by Richard Congreve in translation. But again, Comte advocated in his Religion of Humanity that feelings and a positivist morality be enlisted in the historical task of establishing everlasting harmony. Everlasting harmony, right? And they said, peace, peace, and there will be no peace in the United Nations. Peace. And the peace activists, right? By way of early positivist socialization, and again, that feelings and a positivist morality be enlisted in the historical task of establishing everlasting harmony. So we're going to go inside man, and we're going to go inside of his mind. I like to say it's like putting man in a petri dish and sliding him under a high-powered microscope, and we make man the subject of scientific inquiry. Of course, Ivy Ledbetter Lee knew how to tug at the heartstrings, and that's why he was such a successful propagandist for the Rockefellers, Interest, and Morgan, and others. And, of course, Edward Bernays did well, too, after studying at the feet of his... Well, let's not get personal, Will. Cousin or uncle, Freud, there. Anyway, by way of early positivist socialization in the family, we could go into a lot of books, and we have. After the next break, I think I might just quickly grab that one. By way of early positivist socialization in the family, by way of positivist festivals and rituals, all these merchant man's holy days, one of the reasons why I eschew them. The feelings of the patriciate and the masses, philosophers, women, and the proletariat were to be shaped in the worship of the existing system of controls, a.k.a. the great being, society, humanity. This is why I'm a little bit gun-shy about that human being stuff, you know, don't include me in the great society of Lyndon Baines Johnson, right? The great being, mankind. Society, little g, godmen. Wealth, rank, and political force, in the Hobbesian sense, represent, therefore, the indispensable foundations of government. All right? Wealth, rank, and political force. You see the 180 degrees out? From a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government that our founders wrought and handed to us, that the Comtean generations wield, they're coming from the complete opposite, wealth, rank, and political force. In the founders' Declaration of Independence, you know, that all men are created equal. What are they talking about? We're all afforded equal protection on the law, and that nobody's going to be a king. Even George Washington, tempted by such a notion, said no, 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 no. And unlike Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who would just as soon as he lived long enough gone on for 20 terms as president, or George W. Bush, I'm sure he would have loved to have been king, and no, Barry the usurper would probably like to be considered the pharaoh. Nevertheless, wealth, rank, and political force in the Hobbesian sense, there Thomas Hobbes, he was a bit of a Tory, represent, therefore, the indispensable foundations of government. Only when the positive philosophy and polity, all right, so he's got a positive philosophy, and he has a positive system of government, are fully instituted, will the intellect and the heart find their appropriate and secondary places in the overall system of positive government and worship. Positivist government and worship. And look at all of the various advertisements that you see around yourself and the symbolism and all that. But look at the advertisements and look very carefully. and there's the peal that is continuous, running like a drone in the background, to your emotions and to your intellect, and to your emotions and to your intellect. Even if you're dumber than the stick, the ad writers appeal to you as if you were really smart, you know? I mean, really smart to go out and buy a dirt bike and then run around in the outback at 70 miles an hour, right? That's what keeps the ER filled on Sunday evening, I can assure you. Only when the positive philosophy and polity are fully instituted will the intellect and the heart find their appropriate and secondary places in the overall system of positive coverment and worship. How concretely mindful Comte was of the economic, social, and political disturbances of his time can be found in another notable passage from the final chapter, conclusion of the whole work of Volume 4, 1854 of The Positive Polity, where he writes, quote, when the empirical conservatives, empirical, the scientific conservatives, when the empirical conservatives, recognizing their powerlessness in the presence of anarchy. Now listen to this in terms of where we are today. I tell you, you can say socialist, you can say communist, you can say fascist, but I think more rightly we should be using the term positivist. Again, when the empirical conservatives, recognizing their powerlessness in the presence of anarchy, shall have handed over the government to the positivists as alone competent to meet communism, the Western world will have undergone a radical transformation. Humanity entrusts at the present day the defense of her fundamental institutions, not less imperiled by the appeal to God than by tendencies of a directly revolutionary character. It is for positivism to make the poor the basis for the sole, honorable, and solid guarantee of wealth, implanting in all a just estimate of the concentration of material wealth and its security as indispensable to its social function. Without giving its sanction to wrongful acquisitions, like bank bailouts, positivism will lay the greatest stress on the right use of power of whatever order. Be careful there, of whatever order, you know, like the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA, adjourning to a future time discussions which could only disturb the present. So we're not going to talk about waterboarding, you know, John Ashcroft and Senator Kit Bond. They thought it was like doing the backstroke. We're not going to talk about that. But we're going to give, in this positivist state, the government all the force they need. And we're going to talk a lot about the proletariat as the foundation of the whole thing. Actually, it's these jobs, you know, it's jobs, it's the workers upon whose back the whole country rises, right? It's the mom, pa. It's the businessman on the street, right? Sure. And then it continues. Postscript, the new economism. Economism. The new economism. Funny. Seems that August Comte back in the 1800s pretty well had it all worked out. Possibly it was such passages as these, along with Comte's concern for the captains of industry and for social order, starting as early as his essays in 1822, as well as his theories of material and political power in the positive policy, which have been foremost in my mind during the writing of this new introduction. In recent decades, enormous intellectual energies have been deployed in analyzing language and culture in all their modalities and configurations, constructing post-structural and postmodern theories and post-positivistic discourses, announcing the deconstruction of the subject and jettisoning the theory of representation, proclaiming in general the death of the author and of theory, and professing skepticism about grand narratives and meta-narratives, jettisoning the theory of representation, proclaiming in general the death of the author and of theory. Ever wonder why so much today that's written just seems transient, temporary, as hastily knocked out as you could whip it, you know, and you're on your daily blog? as overthrowable tomorrow with tomorrow's research as it was yesterday. Such an autocracy or autarky of economic and financial forces might overtly displayed, explicitly declared, and literally insisted upon makes Marx look like a philosophical piker.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We got a caller online, but I want to continue and close out on this little bit of an introduction here from Gertrude Lenzer. This is a very, very big book, and we're going to cover quite a bit of it. And I do want to put this out on the air as part of the series. And then if we have enough time in the last moments or so, we'll go to our caller. But continuing, it says, how different as well as accommodating our intellectual and theoretical perspectives are from those of our predecessors can be made out from the following illustration. And again, this is, you know, I really hope here in our little internet homeschool classroom that over the last 3 years that everybody's been able to get their listening skills up to the right level so that we can go into things that are a little bit more than just the pablum that you get from the Born Boy and others. But anyway, just follow along. Because if you don't have the time to read this kind of a book, I'll give you some of the highlights out of it. But we do need to know what positivism is, and certainly you need to know what positivism is when you listen to this broadcast, because most of my broadcasts are all about exploring and looking at all of the various facets as how this has rolled out over these past years. But this is in his political writings of 1905 and 1906, Max Weber, that's somebody to look up and read, Max Weber, he's something else. Max Weber asserted that, quote, all economic storm warnings, now again, 1905, 1906, within just a stone's throw of the November 22nd meeting for the creation of the Jekyll Island Group and all that, all economic storm warnings are pointing in the direction of increasing unfreedom. And isn't that what we're hearing today, too? All right, austerity, TSA, 1905, 1906, and we had the live burning sacrifice visited upon New York City in 2001. All right, 100 years different. These guys never go away. All economic storm warnings are pointing in the direction of increasing unfreedom. And didn't they have that then in the roll-up to World War One, and then World War Two, and Korea, and on and on and on, every 8 to 10 years, another war, another war, another war? It's laughable in the extreme to ascribe elective affinities with democracy or even freedom. Elective affinities, in other words, your established two-party political system, with democracy or even freedom, in any sense of the word, to high capitalism. And we're ascribing these elective affinities with democracy or even freedom, in any sense of the word, to high capitalism. This inevitability of our economic condition, as it is being imported into Russia today, and as it exists in the United States, all right? We were exporting high capitalism and this phony Bolsheviki, Mensheviki democracy or freedom or whatever. In 1905 and 1906, we were exporting that out of Wall Street into Moscow. And we find today how that's worked out for us and how it worked out for them. Instead, the question can only be, how are democracy and freedom at all possible in the long run under its domination? All right, so this is like a perennial argument. High capitalism. Now, when we're talking about high capitalism, we're up at the top. These are far less than 1%. There's 350 million people in this country. And there's only a few thousand of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, etc. Certainly not a 1% by any means. But, again, the question is posited in the face of high capitalism, how are democracy and freedom at all possible in the long run under its domination? And in 1905 and 1906, democracy was still, yeah, it's kind of an iffy deal, but it wasn't the all-out socialist onslaught that democracy became after the 1920s and 1930s. As it turns out, indeed they are possible only when they are persistently supported by the determined will of a nation not to let itself be governed like a flock of sheep. And so we see some of that, perhaps, in the Occupy movements, all right, Occupy this, as I like to say, and then spin, but nevertheless, we see some of that. We saw some of that in the anti-war protests, the free speech movement, the civil rights movements of my youth. But again, she says this, this is Max Weber writing, indeed, they are possible only when they are persistently supported by the determined will of a nation not to let itself be governed like a flock of sheep. That means you can't turn your back. Here it is, November the 8th, election day. You can't turn your back on the system and just walk away, think it's going to go away. You turn your back on it and walk away long enough, and it'll eat you. As it turns out, we are individualists and partisans of democratic institutions against the tide of material constellations. And again, Max Weber, you need to check him out carefully before you jump on his bandwagon. Whoever wishes to be the weather vane of the tendencies of development. Now, that he wrote that again in 1905, we have sustainable development today. However, should, as quickly as possible, abandon these old-fashioned ideals. The historical development of modern freedom was based on the preconditions of a set of unique constellations which shall never repeat themselves again. So Max here is suggesting, perhaps, that this elusive freedom is gone and gone indeed. Again, this historic development of modern freedom was based on preconditions of a set of unique constellations which shall never repeat themselves again. One only needs to raise the question as to whether any material development, or let alone that of modern high capitalism, would be capable of preserving or newly creating these unique historical conditions in order to know the answer. There is not a shadow of a chance that economic socialization, as such, will carry within itself the seed for the development of free personalities or altruistic ideals. And of course, we find as we continue to discover more about Auguste Comte, he coined that term, altruism, to live for others. So we're embarking on a very complex philosophical inquiry when we start delving into positivism. And as we go deeper and deeper into this, as we have been for months, years here on this broadcast, you're going to see that positivism influences every aspect of our lives today. In the same context, he also warns that here's the quote, everywhere the cage is, again, Weber, everywhere the cage for the new bondage is ready for final occupancy. I'll say it again. Everywhere the cage for the new bondage is ready for final occupancy. And again, the philosophic radicalism of Jeremy Bentham and boys, John Mill, James Mill, John Austin, the philosophical radicals, they codified the natural law, returned it as codified statutory regulated privileges in England, and it came here with their panopticon. This is truly the cage for the new bondage. This is the GIS-GPS global governance system. It is merely awaiting the time when a slowing down of technical economic progress and the victory of dividends and interest, or rent, over profit in connection with the exhaustion of free land and free markets will make the masses docile enough to move in for good. And so tomorrow, when we visit with the sheriff, and talking about what's going down in Klamath, in the Klamath River, what we're seeing is this exhaustion of free land and free markets as the globalists make the masses docile enough to move in for good to the cage, their cage, for the new bondage, which we know to be sustainable cities, sustainable development, new urbanism. There will be no free market. There will be no free will. Free thinking won't be part of the equation. Everyone will live in a world where the greatest good of the greatest number will prevail. The 99% will eat the 1%, and they'll eat their lunch time and time again. But of course, we're going to have to reduce the numbers substantially on the planet, because there's absolutely no way in a socialist utopia to finance all of these teachers and firefighters and police officers and iron workers and shipbuilders and hamburger flippers and all of these people, the union labor and all that. Somewhere in here, people like the ranchers and the miners and the loggers of the Klamath Basin and other places, somewhere in this equation, they need to be able to bring forth from the land true wealth. Back again tomorrow. Hope you'll join us with our guest. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.